listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Amid a growing number of local governments facing financial pressures nationwide, a federal parliamentary inquiry has been established to examine whether councils are able to face their road maintenance requirements. It's an issue that's being felt not just nationally, but locally. Federal Member for Barker Tony Passon says he's been hearing the concerns of councils in his own electorate.
Loud and clear. I've heard from them consistently and repeatedly because effectively they're the level of government that's most local. And so constituents are raising concerns with them about the state of the road network, and in turn they raise it with me.
After reviewing local conditions, the CFS has determined that the fire danger season for the lower southeast region will carry through until April 30th. As for the upper southeast, the season is set to end there next Monday. Briefly, a new report from Suburb Trends has found that rental stress is increasing on the Limestone Coast. And the Great Dunny Hunt has officially begun. It allows us to win a $500 EFTPOS gift voucher simply by helping update the online National Public Toilet Map. For those needing hints on which dunnies they should be updating, past hunt winner Sean Burford reckons it's worth focusing on the gaps between towns.
If you're going on a bit of a road trip and you've got the family in the back saying, oh, I need the toilet, when you're halfway between towns, it's good to know that there's something local that you can stop at. And that's even more important for people who are planning trips if they've got incontinence or other issues.
Taking a look at sport in the southeast now, and in football, preliminary finals were played over the weekend in the Limestone Coast women's competition. Kybe Bolite was the winner in Final A, beating Mundulla by 7 points, while in Final B, South Gambia won by 8 points against Kongerong. Both Kybe and Souths are headed for this weekend's grand finals, which will be played at the Mundulla Showgrounds.